Thank you for contacting customer support. This is Madison speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Larry Hopkins, and I just been charged $89.65 for your product that I did not authorize, because on January the 11th, I bought an introductory offer for $6.59, and you automatically charged my card, and I really am not happy with the product.
Okay, can you provide me with your zip code?
With my what?
Your zip code.
My code?
Your zip code.
Oh, 80249.
Okay, allow me one brief moment. And your first and last name?
Larry Hopkins.
Thank you. Allow me one brief moment to locate your account.
Thank you.
Okay, sir, I do have your account pulled up. Can you verify your shipping address?
Are you there?
Yes, sir, I do have your account pulled up. Can you verify your shipping address?
21272 East 50th Place, Denver, Colorado, 80249.
Thank you. So I do see here that you have our Orexican male enhancement product. You paid $6.59 on the 9th of January. So with that product, that company did explain at checkout that it was in their terms and conditions that it was a 14-day trial, and that after 14 days, they would bill you the full retail price of the products that you received in your trial period. Sir?
I didn't hear that. What did you say?
I'm sorry, sir. The phone is, like, breaking up really bad. Can you repeat that? Sir?
I'm here.
Yes, sir. What did you say? The phone was breaking up.
I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, okay. So I was explaining that company did explain in their terms and conditions that it was a 14-day trial, and after 14 days, they would bill you the full retail price of the product that you received in your trial period, which is at $89.65 charge. Did you actually? And I understand that you tried the product and you weren't seeing the desired results.
I didn't. I didn't see those when I checked out. They wanted to add an additional product onto it, and I did not want the additional product, and I closed out on it, and it still charged me and sent me the product.
So I don't see any additional products. You only have that one product.
So absolutely, but money has been charged to my card.
Yes, sir, because when you made that first purchase of $6.59 for the Orexican male enhancement, they did explain in their terms and conditions that it was a 14-day trial.
Ma'am, I'm not accepting that. I'm not going to pay you $89 for that. Are you kidding me? That is
okay,
not happening.
And I understand that you're not seeing the desired results with the product, but that product is supposed to increase blood flow, stamina, as well as sex drive and strength.
Ma'am, there are other products. I was using it for weight as well. And it was how old
yes.
I am. The product is. What are you going to do? Are you going to. Is that what you're going to do?
I'm sorry, sir. The phone is like breaking up very bad. I really didn't hear much of what you said.
Are you going to? I bought increases my body because of my actions. And the other products on the market I found are better. And I did not sign up to pay $6.59 for a 14-day trial. Then automatically you're going to charge me $89 15 days later? No.
Okay, sir. So what I can do for you is put your account on a 60-day hold where you won't be charged 2 months. And as a courtesy to you, I can even ship you out a free bottle of the product, giving you some more time to try that product.
I don't want another bottle of your product.
Okay, well, what I could do for you is issue a 35% discount if you were to take me up on that 60-day hold.
No, I want my full refund. If I got to go to my bank and file fraud charges with you guys, I will do that if that's the route you want me to take. So my question is, what are you going to do? Do I have to go to my bank and charge fraud charges against you guys?
I can issue a 35% refund for that charge.
I want a full refund.
Okay, well, allow me one brief moment to see what I can do for you.
Okay.
Okay, sir, I did have a chance to speak with my supervisor, and what we could do is issue a 50% refund for that charge.
No, I want my full refund. I'm going to my bank and charge fraud charges against you guys and get them to stop this shit. You got to be kidding me.
Okay, sir, well, we do apologize that you feel that way, but that company did explain the 14-day trial as well as the inter-trial charges.
They did not explain it. It did not come up on my screen when I signed up on the Internet. That did not come up because they wanted to charge me for an additional product, and I chose not to go with the additional product, and it checked me out.
Yes, sir, but in the terms and conditions, I can guarantee that that company did explain about the trial as well as the end of trial charges.
No,
but allow
no,
me
well,
one
no,
brief
you
moment
you,
to
you
speak
can, you
with my manager to see
you
about
you,
that.
You, okay.
Okay, so what we can do for you is issue a 75% refund for that charge, taking that bill down of yours to only, you will be paying $20.
I will take the 75%, and I want confirmation of that.
Okay, once I process the refund, you will be receiving an email as well as a text message about the refund. Is there anything else I can do for you on today?
That'll do it. Thank you very much, and you have a nice day.
Thank you for contacting customer support. Have a wonderful day.